St. Louis Closet Company can organize your master closets, kids' closets, pantries, home offices, laundry rooms, entertainment centers, even Murphy beds. 314-781-9000, St. Louis Closet Company. Call for a free in-home estimate.
There's nothing like a delicious, high-quality restaurant steak delivered to your home from Kuna Food Service. Prices are reasonable, and it's perfect as a gift anytime. Kuna Food Service. Online at steakgift.net.
This Saturday, the Tigers take on the South Carolina Gamecocks on KTRS. Sponsored by the Carpenters District Council of Greater St. Louis. Online at carpdc.org.
Try Denny's four meals for $4. Look for Denny's coupons in your mailbox and visit one of 30 St. Louis area Denny's. Welcome to America's Diner.
According to the American Cancer Society, one in three women and one in two men will be diagnosed with cancer in their lifetime. It is time to change. Hi, this is Dr. Nick Barnes and Dr. Dan Gagliotti, hosts of the Maximize Living Radio Show. There is a cause to cancer. Stop searching for the cure. Find the cause.
We are hosting a seminar in St. Louis on how to fight cancer on Saturday, October 18th. Admission is $40, but we have limited free tickets available. Call now, 314-717-1715. Let's fight and kill cancer now.
For a second opinion on all your investment needs, call Mark and Jason at 636-695-2650 or go to markandjason.com.
This is the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris. Ian and Dan are here with me. And now it's your chance to play the Harris Challenge. If you have not played in the last 30 days, give us a call, 314-969-KTRS, toll free, 1-888-550-KTRS, and on your cell phone, star KTRS. The Harris Challenge is brought to you by the Well Hungarians, one of the best bands this town's ever seen. They play every Wednesday night at the Stratford Bar and Grill in Fenton, where there's no cover charge. And every Thursday night, they are at the Silver Creek Saloon in Belleville, where there's also no cover charge. And they do have amazing food. You can also download their app or go to their website, wellhungarians.net, to find out where they are playing. And we're ready to go with our first contestant, Kendrick. Welcome to the Harris Challenge.
Hi.
Hi. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity, the only place in broadcasting where you, the consumer, can exploit the public airwaves for your own personal gain.
I'm an EMT, and my wife owns a cleaning business called Miracle Maids out of Fallon, Illinois.
Okay. Let's turn on the semi-random category computer. That's where we keep the questions and categories for the Harris Challenge. We push that button at this time on Friday, and they come spilling out. Led, of course, by our topical category, have you been paying attention? If you don't want that, you can have category number two, which is the UK should be the UQ. And category three, Denzel Washington movies. Which one would you like, Kendrick?
I'll take category three.
All right. Here's how the Harris Challenge works. We have five questions here, one-pointer, two-pointer, three, four, and five. You can get a total of 15 points, but you don't have to get them all. As long as you get more than half, you will win a fabulous prize package chosen especially for you by this guy.
Yay! The Prize Man!
Right you are, Paul. We have one dozen free donuts from the Old Town Donut Shop.
Mmm, donuts.
They have two locations.
That was a horrible
homework.
What happened there?
You want me to try it again?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know what? We'll edit this.
Take care of it.
All right. And it'll sound much better. Go ahead.
Take two.
And now, a prize package chosen especially for you by this guy.
Right you are, Paul. We have one dozen free donuts from the Old Town Donut Shop.
Donuts.
Oh, much better. Much better.
If only they made a beer-flavored donut.
That would be fabulous.
Donut-flavored beer.
They have two locations, one in Florissant and one in Cottleville.
Cottleville.
Also, from Wehrenberg Theaters, we have free movie passes, which includes Guardians of the Galaxy. We also have Gone Girl or The Equalizer. We have a few more movies to choose from. And we have a free bowling party at Crust Bowl in Florissant or Kingpin Lanes in Bridgeton.
You know, we need, because we have the donuts thing already. We already have the Wehrenberg thing. We need something for our bowling friends.
Yeah.
Can you find by next week maybe a bowling pin sound effect, the ball striking the pins or something like that?
All right. I can work on that.
Okay.
He's fast.
Man.
Yeah.
It includes,
you know, that wasn't in the original version of the show that we did. He added that in for the edited version that you're hearing now. That's how good he is.
Gutter ball.
That includes 1 hour of bowling and shoe rental for up to 6 people per lane, one large, one topping pizza from the Brickhouse Pizza Company.
So you get your choice of those prizes, Kendrick, or if you get them all right, we call it a clean sweep, and you get them all, a package with a value of well over
$1 million.
But I'm sorry, we're out of time now.
All right, Kendrick. Denzel Washington Movies is the category. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. In what movie did he play an attorney representing Tom Hanks as a man with AIDS?
Philadelphia.
Correct. In what movie did he play alcoholic pilot Whip Whitaker? In what movie did he play an engineer trying to stop a runaway train? You almost had it right.
Pass.
All right. Four-pointer. For what movie did Denzel win an Oscar for playing corrupt narcotics detective Alonzo Harris?
Training Day.
My cousin. In what movie did he play a nuclear submarine officer who takes command away from Captain Gene Hackman?
The Sum of All Fears.
Crimson Tide. Back to the two-pointer. In what movie did he play alcoholic pilot Whip Whitaker?
Flight.
Flight is right. In what movie did he play an engineer trying to stop a runaway train?
Nonstop.
Nonstop was a Liam Neeson airline movie. Unstoppable was the Denzel Washington runaway train. So I can't give you the credit. Let's see how you did here. By the way, all of this because Denzel's The Equalizer is out in theaters starting today. You got the one, you got the two, you got the four, and oh, that's only 7 points, Kendrick. You know, last week we managed to make it through the entire challenge without punishing anybody. And when that happens, we take that punishment music and just hold it until it's necessary. And right now, it has become necessary. We had this one ready to go. It was racked up to go last week because of the Scottish independence vote. And since we didn't get to use it last week, I thought we'd use it this week. Ladies and gentlemen, cover your ears. Here come the rocking bagpipes.
Oh, that's terrible.
Yes, it is. And you deserve it. All right, that's enough. Kendrick, thanks for playing. I hope you have a great weekend.
Thanks, you too.
By the way, just a little insight into that video, that fantastic audio quality you're hearing is because it was recorded on somebody's cell phone outside of 7-Eleven. It was not a concert. So a bunch of bagpipe people were practicing next to a convenience store, and somebody whipped out their cell phone and got it for us. JT, you're on the Big 550. Welcome to the Harris Challenge.
Hail and greetings.
Tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Well, I just wanted to say that there have been a lot of times when you've had punishment music that I've actually enjoyed, but that one was not one.
Yeah. Which category would you like here? Have you been paying attention? The UK should be the UQ, or our new third category is international history.
Oh, I haven't been paying attention, so I got to pick one of the latter two. I think, since I have an interest in England, I will try the UK should be the UQ.
Okay. Here's the premise of this category. Elizabeth II, Queen Elizabeth II, has been the monarch since 1952. And so as I tweeted earlier this week, how long does she have to be queen before they call it the United Queendom? She's been in that job for over 6 decades, and they still call it the United Kingdom. Shouldn't it be the UQ by now?
Yeah.
So here's a category all about the UQ, the United Queendom. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which of these Caribbean islands is not a British overseas territory? Bahamas, Anguilla, or Antigua?
Bahamas.
Antigua. Ooh. What is the capital of Northern Ireland?
Oh, I shouldn't know, and I'm with Beth.
Which of these African nations is not part of the UQ's Commonwealth of Nations? Zimbabwe, Zambia, or Namibia?
The third one.
Namibia? No, it's Zimbabwe. In what UK country would you find the capital city of Cardiff?
Scotland?
Wales. Which major city was returned to China by the British in 1997?
Beijing.
Hong Kong. Back to the two-pointer.
Really tanked, didn't I?
Back to the two-pointer. What's the capital of Northern Ireland?
I still don't know.
Southern Ireland.
Southern Ireland?
Yeah.
Belfast. Wow.
Ready for the punishment.
Wow, JT, it's been a long time since we put a goose egg up on the scoreboard, and that one, my friend, is all yours.
Mm.
So here come the rocking bagpipes again. This would make me not go anywhere near the convenience store.
You know what's interesting about this is the Scottish games are this weekend.
Are they?
Yeah. Channel 2, John Pertzborn was interviewing these guys, and they were showing some of the things that they do, throws.
Tossing the caber.
Yeah, and they had the bagpipes so loud.
Mm-hmm.
The bagpipes were playing, and all you could hear were them going. The bagpipes were just extremely loud.
Wow. You know the only thing worse than a guy playing bagpipes?
What?
Two guys playing bagpipes.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks for playing, JT. I hope you have a good weekend. Here's our third contestant. Here's Mike. Welcome to the show. Hi. Mike.
Hey, everybody.
Tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
I just want to say the UK segment I wish I would have got. My daughter is in school, in graduate school in the UK.
Oh.
And not that that means I would know everything, but also I would like to say happy birthday to my wife, Cindy.
Okay. Three categories here for you to choose from. Have you been paying attention? Nobody's wanted that one yet. Or you can have international history or multiple choice week.
Ooh, multiple choice week.
All right, Mike. The deceptive simplicity of the multiple choice question, huh?
Yeah.
60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What did Coke, Pepsi, and Dr. Pepper promise to reduce by 20% over the next decade? Calories in sugary drinks, non-disposable plastic bottles, or advertising in children's TV shows?
Advertising in children's TV shows.
Calories in sugary drinks. Which state has declared October Zombie Preparedness Month? California, Vermont, or Kansas?
Kansas.
Correct. What does the U.S. Postal Service want permission to do? Raise postage prices again, deliver groceries, or use electric-only vehicles?
Electric-only vehicles.
Deliver groceries. According to a new study, what are there 7% more of this year than last year? Transgender people, billionaires, or Starbucks?
Transgender people.
Billionaires. What do a quarter of all... I'm going to run out of time here, but I'm going to give them questions. I'm going to give you time for this one, Mike. What do a quarter of all millennials say they will never do in their lifetime? Get married, become millionaires, or travel outside the U.S.?
I would say get married.
Yeah. Quarter of them say they will never get married.
Yeah, I got a couple millennials.
You know. All right. Let's see how you did here. By the way, I wasn't kidding about Kansas... and the Zombie Preparedness Month, Governor Sam Brownback today signed the proclamation, which essentially tells people to prepare an emergency plan and your survival supplies that can last for 3 days, which to me sounds like what you should do for any natural disaster, let alone zombies. And then I have a friend who was just in Bentonville, Arkansas, just on a pleasure trip this week. I don't know how much pleasure there is in Bentonville, Arkansas, but he looked at the sign on the back of the door in his hotel, you know, the one that tells you the fire exits and all that sort of stuff, and it has a zombie preparedness plan on the back of the door.
Isn't that Walmart's main office?
That is, exactly right. Nice. I don't give you any points for that, though, and unfortunately, Mike, you got the 5 and the 2, and you only got 7, so I have to punish you as well.
Fooled by the multiple choice.
That's right. Here come the rockin' bagpipes. Put that in your Scottish games and making me want to toss my cable right now. All right, that's enough. Let's go on to contestant number three. That sounded like a dirty phrase there, didn't it? What was he doing in there? Tossing his caper. Don't go in. Al, you're on the Big 550. Welcome to the challenge.
Hey, I'm AMP.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Here's your five-second opportunity. Plug something.
Well, I'm your former limo driver contact, and I once bested you in the Kevin Bacon game.
I remember that, Al.
Oh. Weird Al Yankovic.
Yeah. I still can't do it. It's been a long, been a long time since we played the Kevin Bacon game, and we're not going to restart it now.
I can make the connection.
Go ahead.
Okay. Weird Al Yankovic was in UHF with Billy Barty. Billy Barty was in Foul Play with Goldie Hawn. Goldie Hawn was in House Sitter with Steve Martin. And Steve Martin was in Planes, Trains, and Automobiles with Kevin Bacon, who made a cameo. He was the man waiting for the cab on the other side of the road in New York City.
Nicely done. Which category would you like? You don't get any points for that, by the way. Which category would you like? Have you been paying attention or international history?
I don't think I've been paying that much attention, but I don't do well on history. So I guess I'll go with the paying attention and go ahead and cue up that bagpipe, laddie.
Al, 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which major leaguer hit a game-winning single in his final home game at Yankee Stadium yesterday?
Captain Derek Jeter.
Correct. Who announced yesterday that he will resign as U.S. Attorney General as soon as President Obama finds his replacement?
Oh, what's his name? I can't pass. I'll go.
According to Apple, what problem with the iPhone 6 Plus have only 9 customers complained about?
Its size.
No, it bends. Which large retailer announced this week that it will offer checking accounts to almost any adult with a valid ID?
Walmart.
Correct. We were just talking about them. Which HBO show has announced that next season it will star Colin Farrell and Vince Vaughn?
I don't know any of the HBO shows, so I'll just go with Boardwalk Empire.
True Detective. Who announced yesterday he's resigning as U.S. Attorney General as soon as the president finds a replacement?
Holder.
The correct answer is Holder. Eric Holder. Which reminds me, later on I have to go to Walmart. My Erics have been spilling out all the place. I need a good Eric Holder.
Better than a Jim Holder. Yeah.
Hey. Attorney General of Sports, Jim Holder. Al, let's see how you did here. Derek Jeter for one, Eric Holder for two, Walmart for four. That's 7 points.
Uh-oh.
Al?
Hold it, cue the bagpipe.
Here they come.
Every St. Patrick's Day parade ever.
Yes.
We'll make it up for last week.
Yo.
All right, that's enough. Thank you, Al. Have a good weekend.
Have a great weekend.
Now, before we get to our final contestant, a little insight into what happens behind the scenes here on the Large Morning Show in the Afternoon Friday edition. Last week, we didn't punish anybody, which meant we had 5 winners, including 2 people who got a clean sweep.
Yeah.
Dan Strauss.
It's a little frazzled.
The world's greatest producer, who not only on this show, and whose photo, like Ian's, now appears in the lobby after only being here for 17 years. They finally got their photo in the lobby. But Dan complained to me off the air, you have to make the questions tougher. I had to work way too hard last week. Because he had to write down the name and address and phone number of 5 different people.
He put all the prizes together.
Yeah, he was a little panicked.
He was this close to getting a paper cut, ladies and gentlemen. But that's the sacrifice this man makes for you.
That's right.
So, now, the only person who is saving Dan from having to do work today, and the rest of us having quintuple punishment, is our final contestant, and that's you, Tom.
Hi.
Welcome to the show. Tell us about yourself with your 5-second cheap plug opportunity.
Well, I want to give a shout-out to the weather and go Cards.
Yeah.
Well, imagine. And I hope I do better than previous callers, and they stole my categories, but I'll give her a shot.
By the way, Cardinals' magic number remains 3. 3 games to go. They've got a 1-game lead. They're at the Diamondbacks this weekend, and the Pirates, I think, are playing at Cincinnati this weekend.
Yep.
And if this thing ends up tied, They have a one-game playoff on Monday, which is just murder, because then if they end up as the wild card, then that's a one-game playoff as well.
Not a good situation.
No, you do not want to be there. So let's go, Cards. And by the way, I am guaranteeing right here and now, Rams will not lose on Sunday. Guaranteed.
That's because this is their bye.
Oh. Yeah, let's leave it at that.
Okay.
Yeah, I picked the Rams this Sunday.
Yeah. Your category is international history, Tom. 60
the sad
seconds
part
on
is
the
they're
clock.
Still 3-point underdogs.
Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which country staged nuclear tests in May 1998 in response to a neighboring nation's nuclear tests 2 weeks earlier?
North Korea.
Pakistan in response to India. What country pulled its troops out of Lebanon after 22 years of occupation in May 2000?
Pass.
What city was Pope John Paul II in when he was shot by Mehmet Ali Agca in May 1981?
What city?
Yeah.
Italy.
That's a country. Pick a city.
I'm sorry.
Pick a city in Italy, like a big one, like, I don't know.
How about Rome?
Okay, good. In 1989, for the first time in 30 years, the leaders of Russia and China met in Beijing. For 2 points each, who were the Soviet and Chinese leaders in 1989?
Can I pass?
Yes, you can. But the time's going to run out before we get to the last question.
I know.
It's a moot point now. I will tell you, it was Mikhail Gorbachev and Deng Xiaoping, and it was Israel that pulled its troops out of Lebanon in 2000. And Tom, well, you just barely got Rome. I mean, I should only give you 2.5 points for that one, since I helped you stumble into it. But
man,
it doesn't matter, because
typically I'm good at history too.
It's interesting. This is the first Harris Challenge of autumn. Because we entered fall on Monday. We went the entire summer without a quintuple punishment day. But you made this possible.
I'm a glutton for punishment. Well, so go right ahead.
Then you deserve this.
I do.
Gorbachev had that secret map on his forehead.
That's right. And Deng Xiaoping had that secret Deng.
That's right.
And he's Xiaoping. You know the only person who I respect in this recording? The snare drum guy. You know he's thinking, are you done yet? All right, that's all we can take, Tom. Have a good weekend. Thanks for playing.
Likewise.
No winners this week, so you're welcome, Dan.
Woo!
Next week, we'll try to give some prizes away and make Dan do some work when you play the Harris Challenge at 5:15 next Friday, brought to you by the Well Hungarians, who are performing tonight at the Texas Smokehouse in Wentzville from 8 until midnight. And then they've got a private party tomorrow night, so Sunday you can catch them at the Festifall in Metter Park in Columbia, Illinois. Arts and crafts and food and wine, of course, an all-ages family show from 2 to 6 Sunday afternoon. Keep up with them by downloading the Well Hungarians app for your iPhone or Android, or go to their website, wellhungarians.net, for all of their gigs. And come back for the Harris Challenge each week on the Big 550 KTRS and KTRS.com.
Meet me.
And we're going to throw it to Tim Weiland. He's got a lick of traffic.
All right, we've got a new accident. Now it's on westbound 30 at Old Sugar Creek Road that was blocking a lane. We've got a water main break now at Page and Woodson. As far as the interstates go, things are, they've cleared that accident westbound 70 that was out towards Bryan Road. Things are still pretty well jammed up from 370 out through Highway K, and then things open up a little heavy as you go through Wentzville. On eastbound 270, you're stacking up a little bit east of McDonald through New Florissant. Stop-and-go traffic there. Same thing on southbound 170 from Ladue through Highway 40. Highway 40 is getting better. You're slow a little west of the Science Center through McCausland. Heavy from 270 through Mason, but you're going to hit the brakes around Chesterfield Parkway West all the way out to the Boone Bridge. And again, stop and go between 94 to west of Highway K. Southbound 270, a little slow pocket from Olive to Ladue, and again from Manchester through Doherty Ferry. Eastbound 40 has thinned out. You look great approaching the Poplar Street Bridge. And you still have traffic pretty well stacked up southbound 255 between 270 and 5570. And this traffic report brought to you by the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. It is the top choice of doctors, nurses, and other health professionals nationwide. Now it could be your choice, too. Get yours at Walgreens and other fine retailers today. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Every year, the Riverfront Times compiles a list of the best of St. Louis. And this year, those discerning journalists who cover all facets of our esteemed metro area named the winner in the category of Best Radio Station. And it is the Big 550. We thank you and will continue to do what we do best. Keep you entertained and informed 24/7. The Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
Bowen Dental Care is that family dentist you've been looking for. At Bowen Dental Care in Florissant, they're in their second generation of family dentistry, and they've been serving patients throughout the St. Louis metropolitan area for more than 30 years. Dr. John Bowen has focused his efforts on implant dentistry that can replace missing teeth and give you a smile that functions and looks like natural teeth. Dr. Bowen is a fellow at the American Academy of Implant Dentistry, and he can fit your new implants with existing dentures to support the dentures. Afterwards, you'll be able to eat corn on the cob. When was the last time you ate corn on the cob? Bowen Dental Care offers everything for the family, whether it's orthodontics, Invisalign, dental implants from start to finish, root canal, and the list goes on and on and on. Anyone from toddler to senior, Dr. Bowen and Bowen Dental Care, 314-921-3500. That's 314-921-3500. Bowen Dental Care in Florissant. We'll see you there.
Legendary broadcaster Mike Shannon and Eddie Scholler, owner of the world-famous Fast Eddie's Bon Air.
Mr. Shannon, you got one heck of a life. Man, you're always so upbeat. What's your secret?
Secret? What secret?
Well, I guess it's the secret to life.
There's no secret to me, Eddie. I like to have fun and never take myself too seriously. And it looks like that's exactly what happens at Fast Eddie's Bon Air.
What exactly do you mean?
Well, I don't know of a much livelier and fun place to enjoy with friends than the world-famous Fast Eddie's Bon Air. You've got the coldest beer in town, the tastiest and the cheapest eats. I mean, nothing puts a smile on your face like your peeling eat shrimp or that Fat Eddie burger. You certainly can enjoy life much more than when you're out on that big, huge patio of yours enjoying a nice, cold frosty one, listening to live music, or watching the ball game on all of those flat screens.
Well, I certainly hope that secret gets out.
Find the secret to life at Fast Eddie's Bon Air. If you're 21 and you're in the mood, come by today and check them out online at FastEddie'sBonAir.com.
This is Larry Connors. After the storm, who's going to be there to help you pick up all the pieces? You don't have to do it alone. You can count on the roofing experts at John Beal Roofing. Our storm damage response team works around the clock during emergencies, providing tarps, making repairs, giving you peace of mind when you need it most. Protect your family, protect your investment. Call John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
How are you feeling? Well, one of the ways to feel better is by attending the Alexian Brothers Community Health Fair, Tuesday, October 7th. You'll be able to check out companies that provide medical equipment, senior safety devices, and hospice. Find out about home care physicians, estate planning, flu vaccines, and more at the Alexian Brothers Community Health Fair, Tuesday, October 7th, from 9 a.m. till 11 a.m. at the Alexian Brothers, Sherbrooke Village Lodge, 4005 Verpa Avenue in South County, near I-55 and Union Road. And you'll feel better for it.
Commercial Bank is proud to be locally owned and operated for 25 years and is focused on building relationships in the St. Louis community. Commercial Bank offers both business and personal products and specializes in small business loans provided by local decision makers. Visit any of the four convenient locations in Westport, Florissant, Chesterfield Valley, and West County on Manchester at Mason. For more, call them at 314-434-4141 or visit commercialbank-stl.com. Commercial Bank is your financial oasis, equal housing lender and member FDIC.
Looking for something to do this weekend?
Then why not head out to Washington, Missouri for their annual fall festival and German Strassenfest, where you'll find beer on tap, handmade artisans, live music, and more. On Friday, it's the annual chili cook-off, and on Saturday and Sunday, it's their fall festival with drinks, entertainment, and more from 10 to 6 on Saturday and 10 to 4 on Sunday. For more, head over to downtownwashmo.org or find them on Facebook at Downtown Washington, Inc.
Hey, this is Tom Strive with Strive Electric Company. 15 years ago, when I got into the field, I had a dream. And that dream became reality in 2004 when the doors of Strive Electric opened. We started the company specializing in small residential service work, service upgrades, lighting, remodeling, and custom homes. When you're ready to join the tribe and go with Strive, please give us a call at 314-487-7474 or visit our website at striveelectric.com.
Hey guys, if you're into fantasy football, you've got to check out FanDuel.com. At FanDuel, you play in one-week fantasy football leagues for real money with immediate cash payouts. You only play when you want, and you can change your team any week. FanDuel's paying out over $10 million every week this season. And right now, FanDuel is giving you up to $200 free. That's right, for every dollar you deposit, FanDuel will match it up to $200. Just go to FanDuel.com, click the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter code TOUCHDOWN86. FANDUEL.com, code TOUCHDOWN, the number 86.
If you like barbecue, and who doesn't, this weekend will be the ultimate weekend for you. Bring your taste buds and all your other body parts to the 10th annual Wildwood Barbecue Bash in the Wildwood Town Center this Saturday and Sunday to sample every kind of barbecue imaginable. And besides the best barbecue anywhere, there'll be drinks, music, and fun. The Wildwood Barbecue Bash in the Wildwood Town Center this weekend is sponsored in part by Renewal by Anderson, your replacement window and door company, and the Big 550 KTRS.
It's Aloha Friday, no work till Monday.
It's the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. This portion of the show brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant on the Smokehouse Market in the Chesterfield Valley. Great sit-down meals, great meals to go at Annie Gunn's and the Smokehouse. I am Paul Harris, Ian and Dan here with me in the studio, and on the phone from California, Mr. Mike Evans.
Give it up.
That's right.
Mike, how are you today?
Got that right on me.
How are you?
You got that right. Fine.
Good.
How about a pop quiz question?
Let's start with that.
Baseball great Derek Jeter, career over in Yankee Stadium. Boy, what a game last night, huh? I mean, walks in the ninth inning, a walk-off, a single RBI game-winning hit. I mean, was it great or what?
Yeah, it's one of those terrific baseball moments right there.
And the only way it could have been better is if he would have hit a home run and broke one of the floodlights out of the outfield.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like,
the natural.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it was beautiful.
Yep.
Paco's question is, every city that Derek Jeter went to this year, the home team gave him a gift. What gift did Derek Jeter not receive while on his farewell tour? Snakeskin cowboy boots. Set of drums. A surfboard. Answer in a minute. Speaking of baseball, every city I talk to, when I talk to my stations around the country, everybody's excited for a different World Series. No Callis Giants versus A's. Mm-hmm. So Callis Dodgers versus Angels. Midwest is KC versus St. Louis. East Coast, Baltimore versus Washington. Personally, I'm hoping for our little Dodger Angel, homie.
I can understand that. Since you are in California, you know what we're hoping for, of course.
You're hoping for a Baltimore-Washington.
Of course.
Yeah.
Good call.
See what I did there?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, Dodger-Kansas City would be kind of interesting.
Yeah?
Dodger-Washington might be interesting.
Nah.
How about St. Louis Angels? Maybe, I don't know.
Oh,
St. Louis Angels
Pujols,
would be a good one.
Yeah. Pujols-Cardinals deal. Mm-hmm.
What do you think? What do you think the reaction would be at Busch when Pujols came back for a World Series?
Wow, I don't know.
I think they'd cheer.
I would
probably
say cheer.
St. Louis fans are good fans.
Yeah. No reason to be upset with the guy.
No.
Just because he went for the money.
I think his wife had a lot to do with it, too.
Yeah.
And, I mean, look, he's obviously his skills are diminishing every year, so it was a good deal all around.
Are you implying that a guy would sometimes do things just because that's what his wife wants?
I would say that.
No, that's crazy talk.
Odds and ends, Cowboy owner Jerry Jones was in court today facing sexual assault lawsuit. He's been paying off this one for years. I don't know how he's going to avoid this. So those are some kind of a statute of limitations.
Is this the stripper?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lindsay Lohan finally opened on stage in England. Not only did she forget her lines, she had to read her lines out of the script book. Ugh. People started laughing and booing her. Now the producers don't know if they want her in the show. Yeah, it looks like Lindsay Lohan's has played out her welcome in England now.
Why does she still get hired for any jobs?
Hard to believe. George Clooney's buddy Paul McCartney will sing at, I hear will sing at his wedding next week. I know for sure, though, that George Clooney's bride will be wearing a Stella McCartney dress.
Hmm.
Did you get invited to that, Paul?
I don't have the invitation here. I thought it was going to come in today's mail.
I think Frank's going.
I'm sure he is.
Yeah. What's our little movie news on?
Let me just say, I'm sure Frank was invited, but he will not go.
Yeah.
Well, of course he would go. There'd be people there.
Yeah.
Are you crazy?
The movie St. Vincent, really good movie. And I hear that St. Vincent, Bill Murray, and Melissa McCarthy, the two stars, all three will be nominated for Best Picture and Best Actor and Actress.
I'm looking forward to it. It doesn't open here for like 3 weeks, but I'm looking forward
October
to seeing
24th
that.
And that. Yeah. Nationwide. A couple quick movie comments.
Yep.
I already talked about The Equalizer.
Mm-hmm.
Did you like it?
It was exactly what I expected it to be, and Denzel can't make a bad movie. So
3.5 stars.
Yeah, there you go.
A little long. Longer than it needed to be. I'll tell you another good movie, The Old Lady.
What's that?
Maggie Smith. Uh-huh. A little artsy-fartsy, but really, really good.
Okay.
This date in Hollywood history, September 26, 1975, the Rocky Horror Picture Show debuted.
Mm.
Paul, I bet you're one of those guys who used to go on Saturday night at midnight, used to show up and throw toast and rice and all that other stuff.
Come on. I did have to play that stupid Time Warp song over and over again. I was on the radio in those days, but no. I didn't even see the movie when it first came out. I probably saw it maybe 10 years later on TV one night, and I did not get it. I still, to this day, don't get the obsession people have with the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
I saw it on TV, too.
On this date, 1969, the last Beatles album was released. Can you tell me what it was?
Let It Be?
No, it was not Let It Be.
It was
Abbey Road. Most people think it was Let It Be, but the Beatles themselves said their last album they recorded together and released, the last one was Abbey Road.
Huh.
I know. A lot of people think it was Let It Be. I thought it was Let It Be.
I think Abbey Road's their best album.
Yep.
A lot of people say
I think Meet the Beatles was their best album.
Yeah, some people say Sgt. Pepper's, but...
On this date, in 1962, the Beverly Hillbillies television show debuted. And on a related note, Donna Douglas, who played Ellie Mae, also has a birthday on this date. Little Ellie Mae is 81 years old today.
What? Holy moly. Oops. So wait a second. Let me do my math here. You said it came on the air in 1962. That's 52 years ago. She was 29?
Yeah.
Wow.
I thought she was much younger than that.
How about that?
Hopefully she's still not wearing those shorts that she wore in the...
I had lunch with her about 10 years ago, and she still had those, that blonde, what do you call them, in her hair?
Pigtails? Is that what it was?
No, they weren't pigtails. They were, what do they call those things?
Extensions?
Yeah.
Oh.
But they were, you know, like curly cute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What did Derek Jeter not get on his farewell tour? Is it snake skin cowboy boots, surfboard, set of drums?
And I always give Ian or Dan the first shot at this. I'm going to go first today and say the drums.
Drums.
I'll go drums.
Got a surfboard from the Angels. Got the boots from the Texas Rangers. The answer is drums. And finally, Yammy! Come on, Bobby, sing along, boy! Friday, no, we're doing Monday. We're gonna play the day Aloha Friday. Come on, Rams.
Lady
Okalani, Lani, and the OJ, and the cock, and who we go.
Rams,
who we go.
And on the coolie, Makawani, and the owner, and on the Lula, Hawaii.
I don't think he finished the sentence. He meant to say, come on, Rams, enjoy your weekend off.
Yeah.
That's it. Mike Evans is brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant on the Smokehouse Market in the Chesterfield Valley. That's the music that means we span the globe for stories wacky enough to qualify as knuckleheads in the news. We begin in Shanxi, China, where Liu Jiyu was baffled when he tested positive for opium during a routine traffic stop because he doesn't take opium. But he managed to prove his innocence by convincing family members to go to a local restaurant he went to all the time and then have themselves tested because he thought maybe it must have been something he ate. And it was, because they all tested positive too, and none of them uses opium. It turns out the restaurant owner named Zhang had bought 4.4 pounds of poppy buds for $100 in August and had been crushing them and adding them to the noodles to make it taste better and improve his business. The idea was to get people addicted through the poppy slash opium so they would come back for more of his food. Although the quantity in the noodles was not enough to be habit-forming, thus meaning that his plan failed, it was enough to show up in drug tests of people like Liu Jiyu. In Huntsville, Alabama, police are investigating an armed robbery attempt. A man entered an apartment, pointed a gun at everybody in the room, but one of them had the gun. And once confronted, the robber backed out, tripped, fell, dropped his gun, left his wallet. No arrests yet. In Portland, Oregon, Steve Huckins called Pizza Hut, ordered a pizza. A little while later, Pizza Hut called him back, said the driver's been in an accident, but we're sending out another driver with another pizza. Don't worry, he'll be there in a little while. And that pizza got there, and Steve and his wife ate that pizza, and then there was a knock on the door. They look at their security camera and see a cop car. When they open the door, there are two officers standing there with a pizza in their hands. It was the original pizza the original driver had before the accident. After they took care of him and got him in the ambulance and off to the hospital, the cops finished the delivery run for him. Steve said, "Can I please have a picture with you? Because nobody's going to believe that I got a pizza delivery from Portland PD." And we'll finish today in Albuquerque, New Mexico, where David Ung dropped off a rental car at the airport. And the rental car employees then began cleaning it like they always do. And they found several black duffel bags he had left behind. Those duffel bags were full of pot. 139 pounds of marijuana. They called the cops, who showed up at the same time that David Ung returned, saying, "I think I left a bag in the car." Yeah, you'll have to talk to those uniformed officers right there. And those are your knuckleheads in the news for today from the Big 550 KTRS. Before we go, a plug for Dan and the Upside Down Band.
The Southside Johnny
Band. That's what I said.
Playing at the Brew House in St. Charles on the South Outer Road of Veterans Memorial Parkway. It's between 94 and Zumbel.
Tomorrow night?
Tomorrow from 5 till 9.
All right.
Big second anniversary party.
Have a great gig. And for all the rest of us, go Cardinals and enjoy the fantastic weather. On behalf of all of us here on the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon, I am Paul Harris. Thanks for listening.
And we're going to get a final check on traffic as we head into the weekend. Here's Tim Weiland.
All right. Thanks, Dan. We just got an accident report now on eastbound 40. Just before Highway 170, that's blocking the left lane. It does look like we're starting to back up now at Clayton Warson. Thinning out very well on westbound 40. You're still a little bit slow between 270 and Mason. And from Boone's Crossing to the Boone Bridge, westbound 70, you still have stop-and-go traffic now from Highway 79 all the way out through Bryan Road. That was all due to an earlier accident. And eastbound 270, you're slowing from Lindbergh now through New Florissant. And don't forget, they are going to shut down Highway 44 at 8 o'clock tonight between Kings Highway and Jefferson in both directions. It should reopen by 5 a.m. on Monday. This report brought to you by Choice Hotels. What's the secret to great business trips? Choice Hotels. Because now when you take two separate trips, you can earn one night free. Stay for business at Choice Hotels and visit choicehotels.com for details. Great endings begin here. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
I'm AM in the PM, and you're listening to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon, starring Frank Opinion and the gang, weekdays from 3 to 6. And don't forget, the Small Morning Show in the morning, hosted by McGraw-Milhaven and Kelly Jackson. That starts at 6, weekday mornings on KTRS.
We are Missoula.
I'm Kevin Lloyd, president of Legacy Wealth Advisors and co-host of America's Wealth Management Show. I want you to imagine you have a 1,000-piece puzzle you have to put together. And imagine that I asked you to name the most important piece to start with. Is it the corner piece? Maybe you think it's the side piece. Or how about the piece in the very middle? The answer is the box with the picture of the entire puzzle put together. While other financial salespeople are busy talking about products, investments, or other small pieces of the retirement puzzle, we understand the most important piece is your entire vision of your retirement. And like a puzzle, everyone's vision is different. If you're within 5 years of retirement or already retired with at least $250,000 of investable assets, call us today for a complimentary retirement analysis. 314-641-1010. You owe it to yourself to understand the entire retirement picture. 314-641-1010.
Securities offered through First Allied Securities, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC.
Hello, I'm Jay Randolph.
I'm Jim Thomas.
I'm Jim Holden.
I'm Joe Strauss.
I'm Howard Richards.
I'm Jay Randolph Jr.
I'm Andy Strickland.
I'm Jim Huer.
I'm John Hadley.
I'm Jim Powers.
This is our team that covers your teams.
For the latest information on Mizzou, Cards, Rams, and Blues, depend on your locally owned, locally operated radio station, the Big 550 KTRS.
Boardwalk Hardwood Floors annual warehouse sale this Friday and Saturday at the Crestwood location, 9000 Watson Road. Bring in your measurements for the lowest prices of the year. Boardwalk Hardwood Floors.
Rugged yet handsome, smooth yet stylish. That's a Club Car XRT. Check out the latest in golfing transportation at M&M Golf Cars during Club Car's summer sales event, extended through September 30th. Get 3.9% APR for 60 months on all new 2014 Club Car XRT golf cars. Plus, get a free canopy and windshield. To find out more, go to mmgolfcars.com or friend them on Facebook. Hurry, the Club Car summer sales event absolutely ends September 30th at M&M Golf Cars, 131 North Central Drive in O'Fallon, Missouri.
Every year, the Riverfront Times compiles a list of the best of St. Louis. And this year, those discerning journalists who cover all facets of our esteemed metro area named the winner in the category of Best Radio Station. And it is the Big 550. We thank you and will continue to do what we do best. Keep you entertained and informed 24/7. The Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
For the best lawn on the block, DynaGreen. Ask your lawn and garden dealer for DynaGreen or online at DynaGreenInfo.com. They've got the best fall starter and grass seed. DynaGreen or DynaGreenInfo.com.
In your car, on your way home, need to know what's happening? This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News.
It's the violent protests that are keeping these officers from responding to calls like that.
Relatives of two Ferguson women carjacked last night speak out about a lack of response to their situation. What they say happened that left their loved ones in jeopardy. Dozens of pounds of pot discovered behind a Charlac home. How officers stumbled upon it today. The Cardinals try to wrap up the division this weekend. How much you'll pay for tickets if they have to play a tiebreaker Monday at Busch. First on Fox, protests that prompted some arrests last night in Ferguson may be to blame for a shortage of police manpower that impacted other citizens looking for help.
Fox 2's Betsy Bruce reports a carjacking in the city left a family fearing for the safety of relatives since suspects knew the home address. Betsy, what's the latest on this?